Bayou Classic Radio fans, welcome to this edition of Bayou Classic Radio on this beautiful Monday. You know, I am just feeling excited about tonight's Monday Night Raw after what happened last night at Extreme Rules. And we're going to go through all that and more with wrestling news, sports news, news, all that and more here tonight on Bayou Classic Radio. And of course, you're going to hear the full album from American Idol contestant from this past season, Ryan Harmon. And of course, we're going to play Ali Colleen, the daughter of Garth Brooks. We're going to play her music here tonight. And so much more right before Monday Night Raw goes live here tonight, live on Bayou Classic Radio. Let's get it started with some Ryan Harmon. You know what? What an American Idol talent he is. And you know what? There's nothing better than a song called You Mean a Lot to Me.
Maybe you don't know me, maybe you do. There's some music on my mind I've been wanting to sing to you. You're a ray of sunshine in a world of push and shove. You've been in my heart since I was old enough to love. So when the world comes crashing down, as long as I've got you, I won't even hear a sound. And as simple as it may be, I just wanna see you mean a lot to me. Taught me so much that I thought I already knew. You stood tall to me about 30 feet to look up to. Forgive me if I don't sound like Shakespeare. Just like you, my plain and simple words are all sincere. So when the world comes crashing down, as long as I've got you, I won't even hear a sound. And as simple as it may be, just wanna say you mean a lot to me. There'll be another time in another place. I've just gotta tell you how I feel now, just in case. No corny lines, no flowing tears, just a melody of memories. So when the world comes crashing down, as long as I've got you, I won't even hear a sound. And as simple as it may be, I just wanna say you mean a lot to me. I just gotta say you mean a lot to me. Was a drinker or a lover or a fighter. I picked up my very first guitar. That straight-haired boy became a man the night I first took that waitress to that black couch in the green room of the bar. It was all downhill to everyone but me. I wasn't born for raising hell. It was part of my destiny. I cut my teeth on songs and strings with just a guitar for a band.
War a hole in this hardwood floor, so you know just where I'd stand. Yeah, those dues are paid, but I'd pay them all again. If I could just go back to where it all began. It's all about the guts and the glory and the whiskey, with your breaking hearts and brand new guitar strings. It ain't the money, it ain't the fame, only the marquee knows your name. It's the first step on the way to meet our dreams. Years went by and Thomas opened the bar. They put in a dozen flat screens out of yours to my guitar. Cut my teeth on song and strings with just a guitar for a band. Wore a hole in this hardwood floor, so you know just where I'd stand. Yeah, those dues are paid, but I'd pay them all again. I could just go back to where it all began. Now the times have changed too much to ignore. That old honky-tonk is just an empty floor. Now everyone in Arkansas has a comment on my accent, like they ain't never heard nobody talk like this before. I cut my teeth on songs and strings with just a guitar for a band. Wore a hole in this hardwood floor, so you know just where I'd stand. It's a long, hard road, I don't know where it is. Things were left out to protect the not so innocent. Yeah, those dues are paid, but I'd pay them all again. If I could just go back to where it all began. Where it all began. Tastes half as good as my beer, and I've got more friends in my hometown bar than I'll probably ever have here. And the man playing at the piano don't sound nothing like old Jerry Lee. I used to be the life of the party, but this party sucks the life out of me. 'Cause these ain't my kind of people, and this ain't my kind of crowd. I've got my own idea of a good time, but it's probably getting a little too loud. I'll take a drink and be somebody, but not who you want me to be. I'm not the man you see on the surface. You ain't never seen the likes of me. Well, I hate just to drink and run, 'cause that's no way to thank the host. I might have gone too far, but a damn good time was probably still half my most. I heard you say I've got a problem, and I loudly disagreed. Say that it's just the whiskey talking. Don't the whiskey sound just like me? 'Cause these ain't my kind of people, and this ain't my kind of crowd. I've got my own idea of a good time, but it's probably just a little too loud. I'll take a drink and be somebody, but not who you want me to be. I'm not the man you see on the surface. You ain't never seen the likes of me. Kind of proud. I've got my own idea of a good time, but it's probably just a little too loud. I'll take a drink and be somebody, but not who you want me to be. I'm not the man you see on the surface. You ain't never seen the likes of me. Somebody else you see on his old man. He beats all you ever saw. He always was a strong man. On the right side of the law, built a life in Kansas. Just a hammer and a saw, cause it's where the work was. A boy from Arkansas. Never heard him claim he knew it all. He was my grandpa, I was his grandson. He stood 10 foot tall, and I was 4 foot long. In a long forgotten war, and though it's been a long time, he ain't forgot what they fought for. He was my grandpa, I was his grandson. He stood 10 foot tall, and I was 4 foot long. He was my grandpa, his grandson. He stood 10 foot tall when I was 4 foot long. See the callus on his hands and the lines upon his face. He's been through some hard time, time cannot erase. Swore no one could ever take his place. Pretty soon the old man had seen all the world's to see, so he drifted off one day. Been all he could be. The old man scattered ashes in the rain. He never was a church man. Preacher barely knew his name, but he lived by God, and by God he died the same. He was my grandpa, I was his grandson.
Ryan Harmon's My Grandpa, live here on Bayou Classic Radio. That makes me think of me and my grandpa and so many stories and memories that I can tell you. But that would just run us a little bit over time, so I can't go into those stories. But it makes me think of my grandpa when I hear that song. And Ryan Harmon, I just tell you, a phenomenal singer, American Idol contestant. You know, I was so appreciated for the time he gave us last week. And I hope he comes back again. And let's just listen to some more of his music, because the voice, the range, the way he can hit every note is just so perfectly live here on Bayou Classic Radio. Here is My Cross to Bear.
Well, I understand it. Sins were bought and paid for. But they didn't get their money's worth from me. Well, I understand it. I'm eternally forgiven. With the life I've lived, that ain't how it ought to be. Anger, pride, and jealousy. Doing all to others what others did to me. You know you've been blessed, and that's why you're feeling cursed. You want God to know the devil, so you go with who shows up first. What I can't understand, they say that it's a plan from the man upstairs. But I can't help but feel like it's my cross to bear. No, I'm not all evil, but if you ask all the people, all they've ever seen is my charade. I cuss and lose my temper, promise once again that tomorrow I'll do better than today. Oftentimes it keeps me up at night. I'm afraid but not ashamed to admit it's made me cry. When you know you've been blessed, and that's why you're feeling cursed. You want God to know the devil, so you go with who shows up first. But I can't understand, you said that it's a plan from a man upstairs. I can't help but feel like it's my cross to bear. I wanna go up there someday and make it worth the cost. Read the red words when my faith and hope gets lost. So, dear Lord, if you listen, this is just between me and you. I don't understand it the way I ought to. When you know you've been blessed, and that's why you're feeling cursed. You want God to know the devil, so you go with who shows up first. I can't understand. Tell me it's a plan from a man upstairs. So bring the hammer and the crown. Tell me all. Let Jesus come back down. I can't help but feel like it's my cross to bear. Lord, I can't help but feel like it's my cross to bear. What are we waiting for? burning both ends of the candle. By the heat of this midnight fire,
he's incredible. And excuse me, I'm not ready to sing, so that's not my singing voice, but I tell you, that is Ryan Harman, and he is phenomenal. Midnight Fire, what a great song, live here on Bayou Classic Radio. And we're going to get to more of his music in just a few minutes. You know, I just wanted to give you some breaking news. Former Pittsburgh Steeler football player, he was a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Antonio Bryan, has announced today on his social media that he is going to retire once again from the National Football League. Now, he has retired multi times before and then come back. So, never say never. He's probably going to come out of retirement again, especially if a team like the Saints or the Patriots or the Buccaneers or somebody comes knocking on his door. I'm sure at that point Antonio Bryan will take the meeting, kind of see where he stands, and maybe think about coming back to the National Football League. So good luck on your future, Antonio Bryan. Hopefully we can bring him to Bayou Classic Radio at some point in life. Tonight, live on Monday Night Raw, Randy Orton, The Big Show, tonight. It's going to be awesome. And we're going to go through last night's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. One thing I do want to tell you, over the weekend, Impact Wrestling had their pay-per-view, Slammiversary. And of course, it's been rumored and rumored and rumored that some of the guys that were released by the WWE months ago might return. And indeed, they did. Of course, my boys, the OC, you can't call them that anymore, but Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, a.k.a. now Doc Gallows, returned, and they officially signed with Impact Wrestling, and I'm so glad for that, and so glad for them. They worked their tails off, and now they get to be back on TV where I can still watch them and see their phenomenal skills, because I think they were not used in all the right places in WWE, and they are one of the best tag teams in wrestling today. So I'm very glad for those guys. So many of the former WWE guys made its return over the weekend at Impact Wrestling, especially, you know, Heath Slater, who was on Monday Night Raw just a few weeks ago. He returned to TV as he is now with Impact Wrestling. He has signed with Impact Wrestling. I wonder how much Rhino had to do with that. You know, Rhino's in Impact Wrestling, and Rhino and Heath Slater, former tag team champions, they're best friends in real life. So I wonder how much that took into factor of Heath Slater saying, you know what, I'm going to go to Impact Wrestling instead of AEW, you know. Now, I know why Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson didn't end up in AEW. It has been reported, ladies and gentlemen, that the AEW is very upset with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows because a while back, their contracts were set to, from the WWE, that is, was set to expire. And they had been talking to AEW at that time about possibly joining AEW once their contract is completely done. But instead, WWE offers them a longer contract for way more money. And, you know, the OC, you know, the Good Brothers, they decided, you know what, we're going to take that deal. And they took the deal later on, you know, of course, with everything with this virus and with everything going on, WWE releases them. Very unfortunate for those guys. But I'm glad that they got picked up by Impact Wrestling. But AEW, I think when it came to them, they looked at it as, well, they didn't sign us with us before. What makes, you know, us think they're going to sign with us now? That kind of thing. But I think in the end, I think for the Good Brothers, I think they made a good decision. They have a lot of great talents at Impact Wrestling. Like I said, Rhino, Timer Dreamer, you know, Heath Slater has joined the Factor 2. The Motor City Machine Guns, you know, oh, I love Alex Shelley and I love Chris Sabin. They made their return to Impact Wrestling this past Saturday at the pay-per-view. You know, Moose and Tommy Dreamer had an incredible match. It was just a really good program to watch, you know, especially with the main event of Moose and Tommy Dreamer for the Heavyweight Championship of the World. Ken Shamrock, a man that in his 50s is wrestling like he's in his 20s. So I guess, you know, Ken Shamrock's days of being a wrestler is still there. He must still got it because he's still showing he's got it. And he showed that this past weekend at the pay-per-view. So, I mean, in overall, Impact Wrestling was a tremendous pay-per-view. If you didn't already buy it, go ahead and buy it. Check out the returns from some of the guys who left WWE or got released by WWE, I should say, and now signed with Impact Wrestling. And I'm so glad for Heath Slater. I'm so glad for the Good Brothers. I'm glad to see the Motor City Machine Guns back. And it seems like Impact Wrestling is shifting a little bit and maybe they still got some little fight left in them. You know, everybody was counting them all off after Jeff Jarrett no longer with the company and whatnot. So it's good to see that they're still there, you know, that they're still fighting. So I'm glad for those guys, and congratulations to Impact, especially on the signings they got, and plus on a hell of a pay-per-view this past Saturday. And again, y'all can go to ImpactWrestling.com and check all of the details out. But it was an incredible pay-per-view, and welcome back to Shelley and Sabin, because I tell you, they are incredible workers, and I'm glad to see them back. What we're going to do is we're going to get back to our music live here on Bayou Classic Radio, and then when we come back, we're going to tell you what happened at last night's Extreme Rules pay-per-view. I'll tell you, it was a slobber knocker, as JR would say. We'll be back right after this.
Come on! Love's a give and take, but something's gotta give. I have always been your welcome band, and that ain't no way to live. And I can't bear to fight, cause I always lose more than you win. Been down that road so many times, and I ain't going back again. I try to keep you happy, be who you want me to be. Cater to your every wish. It's time to do something for me. I'm gonna treat myself right. I'm gonna give me what I need. I'm gonna love myself the way I want somebody to love me. I'm gonna take myself to dinner. I'll be anything I please. Instead of begging you to stay on bending knee. I'd sound selfish, but I'm leaving you for me. That's the love of my life, but she don't know it yet. I could make a whole list of reasons what she wouldn't want, and she'd probably agree, I bet. I can't help myself making just one more mistake. When it comes down to it, your only regrets are the risks that you don't take. Finally feeling happy, full of loose and fancy free. This devil making attitude been working good for me. So I'm gonna treat myself right. I'm gonna give me what I need. I'm gonna love myself the way I want somebody to love me. I'm gonna take myself to dinner. I'll eat anything I please. Instead of begging you to stay on bending knee. I'd sound selfish, but I'm leaving you for me. If I could only make you see. Darling, it's not you, it's me. I'm gonna give me what I need. I'm gonna love myself the way I want somebody to love me. And I'm gonna take myself to dinner. Buy me anything I please. Instead of begging you to stay on bended knee. It might sound selfish. It might sound selfish. Oh, it might sound selfish, but I'm leaving you for me.
Bye bye, baby. Don't let the door hit you.
Oh, bless your heart, ain't that a shame? And I might add, I'm looking adorable this evening.
Here we sit, all alone. without a single word to say. There was a time when that's how we wanna be, slow dancing while the music plays. I saw that look there in your eyes, like there's something on your mind. Darling, won't you tell me, what could it be? Words must be too hard to find. Everybody goes through this, some things just can't fix. We're just wasting precious time. So if you're gonna leave me now, tell me, is it worth the pain? Tell me, do your tears fall like the rain? If we'll go through with this, do we settle for one last kiss? Honey, I saw it coming, but that don't make it right. That phone sitting on me tonight. Well, there it is. The final word. I hope it gives you peace of mind. Can't blame me, thinking that love couldn't be that blind. Just let me hold you in my arms, touch me with your gentle hand. One last moment, you're still my woman. I'm still your man. If you're gonna leave me now, tell me, is it worth the pain? Tell me, do your tears fall like rain? If we're going through with this, do we settle for one last kiss? Honey, I saw it coming, but that don't make it right. Darling, was it worth the wait? Did you ever even hesitate? How long had you made up your mind? Is there anything that you might miss? Can I go on after this? Some things you just can't fix. If you're gonna leave me now, tell me, is it worth the pain? Tell me, do your tears fall like rain? If we're going through with this, will we settle for one last kiss? Honey, I saw it coming, but that don't make it right.
Figured out when I walked in, fake skin boots and a cowboy grin, in some big city I've never been before. Like my swagger and the way I talk,
ain't a minute. I've got songs I'm said to never make it here. I proved them wrong, and there's a whole lot more where I came from. Call it a 10-year overnight sensation, from empty bars to TV stations. Getting here was no vacation, but it was worth it all. I'm still standing and I ain't gonna fall. It's an encore, not a curtain call. Get knocked down, but that's the way it goes. Never, not a chance to optimistic nose. I stood in my own way and made it even harder. I've circled the pond, now I'm jumping in the water. Like a 10-year overnight sensation, from empty bars to TV stations. Getting here was no vacation, but it was worth it all. I'm still standing and I ain't gonna fall. It's an encore, not a curtain call. So they talk just to hear themselves talk, but what do they really know? Good against you every step you take, but at least they're watching the show. 'Cause I've still got a long way to go. Call it a 10-year overnight sensation, from empty bars to TV stations. Just getting here was no vacation, but it was worth it all. Even though there's nights when I almost hit the wall, I still remember those who were in it for the long haul. Cause I'm still standing and I ain't gonna fall. Cause it's an encore, not a curtain call. It's an encore, not a curtain call. Save a curtain call.
Ooh, that was Encore by Ron Harmon here on Bayou Classic Radio. That man is just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Earlier today, it was announced on NFL.com by the New York Jets and the New York Giants that this coming season in the National Football League, they will not be able to have fans at their stadium. So for all the fans in New York, I'm sorry you will not be able to go to MetLife Stadium and watch the Jets or watch the Giants for that matter, because the coronavirus is going on and they're not going to allow people inside the stadium in New York, so, or New Jersey, you know. So that's very unfortunate, because in football, I think the game is better where there's a crowd. You know, you hear the crowd and the loudness, and that has a big impact on the game. I know when I go to Saints games, I mean, the fans are just so loud. It's probably the loudest stadium I've ever been in is the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, and it is just very, very loud, and that distraction helps the Saints. Because when the opposite team is on offense, they can't get their plays in right. It's just so loud that they're not used to that much noise. So, and not only that, fans love supporting their teams. And New York always had good teams, the Jets and the Giants. The first year without Eli Manning, which is going to be different. So, I'm sorry for all you Giants and Jets fans out there, but you can watch the games on TV, and if that's not good enough, you can always fly to New Orleans. If they allow us to have fans in the audience, y'all can come see a Saints game and support the better team anyway. Also, last week, JT announced on his social media that his wife, Kelly Preston, who played in Broken Bridges and Twins, has lost her 2-year battle to cancer. Our condolences go out to JT, his kids, and their entire family. She was a wonderful actor. I remember seeing her in Broken Bridges with Toby Keith. It was a great movie. I own, I think, 2 copies of it, as a matter of fact. That's how good it is. I bought 2 of them. And then Twins. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, the way him and Danny DeVito played in that movie with those two women was incredible. And that was the very first time I ever seen Kelly was in Twins. So, again, our condolences go out to JT, his kids, and their family. And this song is for you.
I said, Lord, take me on down, down to the river, let me wash out my soul, 'cause we've got 'em going. Down to the river, Lord, take me back home. I said, Jesus, take me on down, down to the river and repent for my sins. That's where I begin. Down to the river, I can't go back again. I've been so lost without your love. I beg, borrowed, cheated, and lied. Now I can't go back and erase my past, but I'll get where I'm going in time. I said, Lord, take me on down, down to the river, let me wash out my soul. We've got to go down to the river on my way back home. Take me on down, down to the river, let me dive right on in, where I'll make my amends. Down to the river, feel it within. Down to the river. Amen.
Moonshine with bread and wine. I ain't saying that it made me. It hell trains me. Well, the good Lord saved me when he gave me three chords and truth to testify, and it's home to me. It's all I've ever known to be. But it's in my soul, stone cold certified, American's born and country's right. It ain't a song, it ain't a style, it ain't the boots, it's in the mouth. It ain't a zip code, it ain't the dirt,
it ain't how you talk, it's your word.
I ain't saying that it made me, but it helped raise me. It's where the good Lord saved me, and he gave me three chords of truth to testify, and it's home to me. It's where they put a headstone for me. But it's in my soul, stone cold certified, American born and country pride. Oh, country pride. American born and country
Ooh, that was Ryan Harmon's full album live here on Bayou Classic Radio. But now we're going to play a song by my boys, and I'll tell you who they are when we get back. But check this out. This song is called The Baddest.
Like the cracking of a whip. Ain't no fool ever mess with us. We just pop them in the lip. That's where the baddest. The baddest team alive. When the final gun was fired, no team could survive. Yes, we had to shuffle. Sweetness and the bridge. All that right by Jimmy Mack, just water under the bridge. Cause we're the baddest. The baddest team alive. Where the final gun was fired, no team could survive.
Brothers, and we never break the chain.
Cause we're the baddest. Baddest team alive. When the final gun was fired, no team could survive. When the final gun was fired,
game tape never lies.
Never lies.
Never lies.
Thank you.
Y'all know who that was right there on Bayou Classic Radio. That was Steve Mungo McMichael. That was Otis Wilson. It was the Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, the Chicago Six, former Chicago Bears. I tell you, I respect all three of those guys. I can't wait to interview Otis Wilson on the 29th. And of course, you know, I got to interview Steve Mungo McMichael twice in my lifetime. I'm looking forward to having him back in August. And Dan Hampton, just talking to him the other day, just shows you the honesty of him and the way he worked through his whole career. And when we interviewed him, he gave us a lot of truth. He didn't sugarcoat anything, and he told us exactly what he felt, and he didn't care who cared about it. So I want to thank Dan Hampton for being that honest with us and for coming on to the show. And Chicago Six is great. I definitely want to bring them to Louisiana sometime. Tonight, live on Monday Night Raw, in an unsanctioned match, Randy Orton will go one-on-one with the Big Show. That should be great. Who knows what Seth Rollins is going to do. And of course, the heavyweight champion. Who knows what he's going to do. And let's talk about that right now. Last night, it was the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. And it kicked off, the kickoff for the Extreme Rules was Kevin Owens versus Murphy. But of course, it was KO getting the victory. Good job for KO. We have new SmackDown Tag Team Champions as Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura knocked off The New Day. SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley defeated Nikki Cross thanks to Sasha Banks and the cheating with the brass knuckles of Sasha Banks. The bank is still the boss, apparently. MVP came out because, of course, he could not go for the United States Championship last night. His opponent was unclear by the WWE. So MVP declared himself as your new United States champion. Then it came through Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio in the first ever I versus I matchup. I for an I, and Seth Rollins beat Rey Mysterio. It was an incredible match. Them two went back and forth. The Raw Women's Championship was probably my best match of the night. It was Asuka and Sasha Banks for the Raw Women's Championship. And that ended with some controversy. You know, the referee getting knocked down. And, of course, it was Bayley putting on the referee's shirt. And, you know, after hitting Asuka with the championship belt and counting 1, 2, 3. So I guess we're going to find out tonight on Raw if indeed Sasha Banks is the new Raw Women's Champion, or is Asuka still the champion? Who is the Raw Women's Champion? We'll find out tonight. And then there was my boy Drew McIntyre taking on Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Championship. Dolph Ziggler got to pick the special stipulation of the match. And his stipulation was that it's Extreme Rules only for him. But if Drew McIntyre hit him with a title or got disqualified or got counted out, then Dolph Ziggler would end up being the WWE champion. Of course, Drew McIntyre did not break the rules. He kept it clean. And did he or did he not Claiborne Dolph Ziggler and going 1, 2, 3 and steal your WWE champion Drew McIntyre? And then a match that I really didn't like, surprisingly, Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman. And the reason I didn't like it is because it wasn't an actual match. I would have rather to see these two guys in maybe in Hell in a Cell Extreme Rules match, or Steel's Cage match, or something like that. This little swamp fight that they had was more of a movie style setting. You know, it's like for a movie. Like if you were watching a movie, there was not really a clear winner or loser. It was more of, you know, Bray Wyatt getting the best of Braun Strowman, putting him in the water at the end, and then Bray Wyatt coming on the screen with his face and that kind of Freddy Krueger kind of way, and WWE going off the air. And that was Extreme Rules. That's how it ended. I didn't like the main event. Again, it was more of a movie. I think they're both incredible athletes, and I think they're even better actors. I think that was supposed to be something for a monster movie. I don't think that was, you know, anything really portraying wrestling to me, and it didn't have nothing to do with the title that Braun Strowman has. So, to me, nobody won. It was just great entertainment, I guess, for some of you that enjoyed it. And it was a swamp fight. And matter of fact, next time they have a swamp fight, they need to have it in Louisiana, because there's no better place for a swamp fight than the bayou, and no better bayou than Louisiana, right? Right. So that is what happened at Extreme Rules last night. Tonight on Monday Night Raw, like I said, Big Show, Randy Orton, unsanctioned. Who knows what Ric Flair is going to do? Or, you know, who knows if Edge is even around? You never know. Of course, Seth Rollins will be, I guess you can call it, gloating on his victory with Rey Mysterio. You know, who knows who's going to come down the aisle and stop him and want to get in his face, or if Rey Mysterio himself is going to show up. We don't know that. All we do know is tonight, it's Randy Orton, it's the Big Show, unsanctioned, live on Monday Night Raw. But I want to thank everybody for joining me here today. We played the full album of Ron Harmon, and now we're going to play a lady that is going to be coming here on August the 7th of this year. She is the daughter of the one and the only Garth Brooks. I'm talking about Ali Kali. Now, we are going to have her on the show on August the 7th, but it has nothing to do with her being the daughter of Garth Brooks. I have listened to her music over and over again, and she is incredible. And, you know, I want to book her myself for a show down the line. If you haven't bought her music, you need to go get it. She's incredible. I'm going to give you a little taste of what we're talking about. Here's three of her songs. I'm going to play two of them for you, then I'm going to come up back here and wrap up tonight. But she's incredible. She's going to be here August the 7th, like I say. This week, we still got some more shows. Tomorrow night, we got Ricky Jackson. Then we got on Wednesday, we got the one and only Pat Swilling. And then on Thursday, we got Kevin Sullivan. And we got Andrew Anderson. So a full line of guests live for you this week. And also, Fred Stoller and I are going to be doing an interview that will be done, you know, pre-taped and aired for later for you fans, for Fred Stoller, live here on Bayou Classic Radio. And if you don't know who that name is, he played on Dumber and Dumber, and he played on Everybody Loves Raymond. So he's going to be coming here very, very soon. But for right now, here's some Ali Kaline's A Work Is a Progress. Thank you.
still trouble finds me time after time. I flirt with disaster and I court distress. I'm a work in progress. I can't seem to figure the value of things. There's a wildflower worth more than a diamond ring. For less, maybe more, and more, maybe less. When you're a work in progress, I'm the best I've ever been, but not the best. Find exactly where I am. Is this my beginning, middle, or the end? North, maybe south, east, maybe west. When you're a work in progress. I get so confused. Do I use love as a crutch, or do I love being used? Looking in your eyes, the longing they confess. My instinct says no, but my youth says yes. For I'm a work in progress.
Searching for out there.
Colleen live here on Bayou Classic Radio. I want to again thank Ron Harmon for coming on the show and for giving us his album for you guys to listen to the full album here today. Thank you so much to Ron. You are phenomenal. I also want to thank Ali, Colleen, and their people for setting up this interview that's going to be taking place on August the 7th, and giving us her music to play on the air. We're looking forward to having her on the show on August the 7th. And I want to send my prayers and get well to my co-host, my tag team partner, The Rocket, who is under the weather here today. He had to go to the emergency room earlier today, and that's one of the reasons why you did not hear him with me and interacting with me here today, which is why I went solo for one day only. But I got a feeling you should hear him tomorrow night. You know, when we interview Ricky Jackson. And then, of course, Wednesday, Pat Swilling. And Thursday, Kevin Sullivan and Andrew Anderson. So he should be back with me tomorrow night. For all news and updates, check out our website, BayouClassicRadio.com, and we will see you live tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to end the night with my favorite song by Ali Colleen, Ain't the Only Hill. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Days soaking up them summer rays on a grasshopper zero turn. She wore a Budweiser bikini top, and it made my heart stop. Looking into a photograph and my mama looking back. She was the same age that I am now. So beautiful, so young and proud. You can't expect me to learn, but something I
sitting on a tailgate. And what I'd give to go back in time to tumbleweeds on Friday night.
Listening to Bayou Classic Radio on blogtalkradio.com.